time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. Happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
And I want to talk about acceptance. During the holiday season, as we all know, it's a stressful time.
Oh, yeah.
And an experiment that I don't know if I've been consciously doing this or not, but the last couple of weeks, it's been very, very busy. And I've been exploring what would it be like to just accept what shows up, as opposed to getting attached to what should have shown up or how it should have gone or what was good or bad about what showed up. And so, for example, I mean, when a friend didn't do what she said she was going to do, and that usually just throws me into frustration, and I can't, you know, and really irritated, and I can carry that sort of angst with me. And in this case, I just, I had that, honestly, had that initial response. But then I just took a deep breath and said, okay, how does this affect me? This is the reality. What do I want to do about it? And it was like taking a deep breath and kind of changing the channel a little bit from, again, clenched fist tight, to, okay, this is what's here. What's the possibility? I mean, an inane example is when I was baking and it didn't, I mean, all the time that goes into baking, and I'm really, really busy and it didn't turn out. Again, this, like, in the scheme of things, not a deal, but it can, it's not what should have shown up. It's, you know, I'm out of control here, and it can lead to some angst and tightness. And I just, okay, so what's the reality here? This is the reality. These cookies are inedible. And so what do I do about that? And it was interesting because when I didn't get into beating myself up for who knows what I did wrong or being, you know, just really frustrated about it, it freed me up or softened me in a bit so I could think creatively. Okay, now what's possible here? So there are much bigger things that show up that we have an opinion and judge, shouldn't have happened that way, I should be able to control this. We carry that angst or anger at what that person did 10 years ago and still carry that with us with the commitment to suffer. And what is interesting is you really look at it, if we can explore what acceptance is, with what has shown up, and it is, excuse me, it softened me a little bit to accept what was there and made me a lot less miserable and a lot more open to what else was possible. It doesn't mean I'm resigned. It's not apathy. The way that a website, The Unscript itself, talked about it, acceptance is not the same as apathy. That's resignation. Acceptance is surrendering to what is, not lamely enduring life. We can tell the difference by feeling. If the pushy feeling of complaining is present, then you're probably not in acceptance. So the thing is to sort of catch yourself. Are you judging what's shown up as good or bad or it shouldn't have? Are you getting tight about it? Hold on a second. And so with that, it frees you up to be a little bit more, okay, what is it I want to create? Where do I want to put my energy? As opposed to wasting the energy by creating stress for myself, which I read somewhere 90% of the stress we have is self-created, unnecessary. If we just say, okay, this is what's shown up. Now what do I do with it? Tara Brach, who teaches a lot of Zen, has written a lot of books about Zen practice. She said, when we walk through the gateway of truth, we start by recognizing what's real and intending to accept it. Accepting what is does not mean passive resignation. It's just a courageous engagement with the reality of our experience. So it's an interesting thing as we face stressful times. Excuse me again. And as we face stressful times and we face all the things and all the expectations, particularly around holiday season, around family, about how things should be, if we just say, what would it be like if I accepted what has shown up and what I want to do with that now? There's a quote from Arthur Rubinstein to close with. Of course, there's no formula for success except, perhaps, an unconditional acceptance of life and what it brings. Freeze us up a little bit.
There you go. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.